You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Staying with immigration and the numbers behind it, we want to update a story that we first told you about a couple years ago, when David Yanofsky, an editor for the website Quartz, sued the federal government. He wanted access to tourism data held by the Commerce Department, really granular stuff, databases where you could figure out
how many 18 to 25-year-old Japanese men are traveling to Las Vegas in May. And how does that compare to 60 to 65-year-old Australians traveling to Houston in August?
Well, Yanofsky just won his case, which could have big implications for immigration policy. And at the very least, it means Yanofsky and anyone else won't have to pay the fees that the government was asking for in order to get this data.
The list price for the years of data that I wanted from the two databases that I wanted them from was listed at $174,000.
Which is, seems bananas to me. As a citizen, I sort of always assumed that government data was free.
A lot of government data is free. It turns out that the Commerce Department, and in this case, the International Trade Administration, did not want to give this data away for free, despite much of it being collected almost automatically at the border. When someone enters the country who's a non-resident or a non-citizen, a record is created. It's put into a database, and that database is shipped off to the Commerce Department, and they package that into these data files that they sell. And then, of course, the other way is you take an airline flight, and anyone who's on an airline flight, all of that, an international airline flight, that data gets passed through customs and border protection so that they know who to expect coming into the country, and an anonymized set of that gets passed on to the Commerce Department, and the Commerce Department packages that and sells it too.
When you and I first talked and you were first suing the government, one of the arguments that you came up against was this idea that, well, this data is valuable. We can sell it to tourist companies, to hotel chains, and make money for the government. Is that true? Is that what you found when you went through this legal process?
The data that I looked at specifically, when I was denied, I was very interested in answering that question of who actually is paying all of this money. And I finally got my response back on that request while going through the legal process. And it turns out that very few people are buying the data that I'm after. From 2003 to 2016, there was only $220,000 in invoices that the International Trade Administration had on selling the data that I was after. And the list price for what I was going after as one person was $174,000.
We are talking about all this data and these different numbers, but let's kind of zoom out a little bit. You won your lawsuit, which means theoretically, if this doesn't, get appealed, you will have access to this data. What can it tell us, and why is that so important?
It can tell us so much about the United States economy, and it can tell us so much about the fairness and the equity, or can tell us a lot about the fairness and equity in the U.S. immigration system. We can, besides being able to just track which areas are hotspots for foreigners from certain countries, which could help travel agencies and airlines and hotels and even, small tour operators could go and market to these people in their home countries. Come to Los Angeles, go on a food tour with my little company, instead of that only being the exclusive right of the people who can afford paying the tens of thousands of dollars for each year of data. On the other hand, the government is very cagey about who and where at a specific level people of certain visa types are or who is receiving certain types of visas. And by using entries as a proxy for that, we can understand the gender, the ages, the locations of people entering the country on certain whether they be work visas or tourism visas or refugee visas, we can learn so and have so much more detail into all of these very important issues that are of extreme attention on them right now because of what the Trump administration has been doing.
What happens next?
Well, next, the government has 60 days to appeal the decision, but I have already filed my latest request to get the most recent data that's out there. You know, this process has been going on for so long that two more years of data have come out. So I had to put in a new request for those. I filed that yesterday and made sure to remind them about the decision in this case.
David Yanofsky, an editor at Quartz, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.